This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, more now on how we are feeling now and in the near-term future. That question and others were answered in the December Household Survey, which was out from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York yesterday. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes read it for us.
Wells Fargo senior economist Tim Quinlan calls this household spending survey aspirational, kind of like his own New Year's ambitions.
I want to, eat healthier, exercise more, drink less.
Consumers' aspirations are to spend less on certain items, like electronics. Quinlan says we'll see them try to redirect that money towards purchasing homes.
I think what's getting picked up in this survey is the intention of these households to, finally get a piece of the pie in the housing market, which is an understandable aspiration.
Meanwhile, a number of everyday expenses like food and fuel have stopped having crazy price spikes. That means consumers could expect less of an increase for those essentials this year and still keep their fund budgets, which have become a priority, humming along. Ethan Strube is an economist at Carleton College who used to work for the Federal Reserve.
Maybe people are saying, okay, look, the kinds of services I like buying just for fun, manicures or whatever, those things are not getting any cheaper, and I'm going to spend about the same amount as those, but I'm not going to have to spend as much on gas.
Beauty is a sector to watch, says Natalie Cutler, who follows retail trends for BDO. She points out we're already seeing consumers spend more on skincare, makeup, candles.
Just to kind of give themselves a little bit of a lift, a retail happy purchase.
It's a form of feel-good discretionary spending that can still be economical, having fun without blowing the whole budget. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.